Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So how does this guy almost get frostbite in his balls? Anybody read that whole thing?
No.
Yeah.
I saw
it. Oh,
email.
It was a post-vasectomy, wasn't it?
Don't say my name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, you got to be more specific than that.
All right.
Because everybody's don't say my name.
I got it right here.
Okay.
I was catching up on the podcast, heard you guys talking about the guy with the yellow jacket sting on his wang. Nick said, ice isn't something you want to put right on your dong. I can attest to this. Had a vasectomy a few weeks back, and the doc told me beforehand to ice it afterwards. I bought a soft-sided ice bag that had a screw-top lid on it, and you put the ice in, it forms to whatever you're putting it on. Oh. Day of the procedure, nervous as hell. I'd been prescribed a single Valium, but since I heard a couple of guys say that they never felt the Valium's effects. That was me.
I love Valium, man.
I had the one Valium
but
before.
I had a big percentage-wise.
Well, he might have had some tolerance, too.
Yeah.
Because
I
think at that point, if you're eating any kind of benzo, you've got a little Valium tolerance.
He decided to take one of his wife's leftover Percocet from when she delivered the most recent child. Show up to the office, Percocet on board, took the Valium after signing the paperwork for the procedure, and honestly felt pretty good. Procedure went okay. The numbing meds suck, but otherwise good. Fast forward a few hours later, I've been mildly high, icing my junk for a while now. Everything is numb, just happy to not be too sore. Day later, I take a shower, notice the nuts sting when the warm water hits them. Turns out there's a step before frostbite that's called frost nip. And that's what he had given himself. Skin turns red like a bad sunburn. Top layer of the skin peels off. Oh, his nuts looked like you were peeling an onion for a few days afterwards.
Yeah.
Doing fine now. No lasting effects.
Yeah.
Just had to cut back on the ice. The boys are nice and smooth with their new layer of skin.
Oh, God.
Love the show. Don't say my name.
They suggested, I just used the bag of frozen corn and the bag of frozen peas.
Yeah,
that's what I did. I had some gel ice packs that I used.
But I don't think I ever put it directly on the nuts. That was his problem. I had a pair of sweatpants or a pair of underwear.
Yeah,
protecting. Yeah,
Did you open that bag and use it later? Does anybody eat their peas
I did
and
not.
Corn?
No, I didn't.
You technically could, but you know you don't know what's happening down there. And then
I'm not doing that to my kids.
Yeah. Who wants some of Dad's nut corn?
I got a text from a buddy of ours, by the way, this
grandma
weekend.
Grandma pipes up. I'll take some.
Because you're tagging that anyway.
Another friend of ours was welcomed into the Your Balls Are Purely Decorative Club this weekend.
He
just texted me.
I love the word decorative because they're ugly as hell looking.
He just texted me a bag of frozen peas and said, this is my friend this weekend. Congratulations. Your balls are purely decorative now.
Somebody had a vasectomy, huh?
Yeah.
They got kids everything already or just doing knock somebody else up there dating? Which one was it?
I had the kids already.
Got it. All
yep.
right. Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I congratulated him. Your balls are purely decorative now.
Yeah, I don't think you apply ice directly to
he
the
did.
Sack.
I don't think in any situation they tell you to put, you got to put like a thin towel or something.
There's got to be a buffer in between.
Between the skin and the ice.
You're icing your knee or whatever.
Well,
whatever you're icing, do not apply the ice directly, especially your balls.
Well, I think like he said, the the Percocet Vicodin mixture kind of made him a little num-num-num and, didn't quite feel what he should have been feeling at that point.
Well, this was the for me, the advent of the Cass County cocktail.
Yeah.
Post vasectomy.
And which almost led to your death, by the way.
No.
I mean, I don't think anybody'd recommend what you did for the Cass County cocktail.
You gotta have the tolerance.
Right.
First of all.
You gotta be a pro. Don't do drugs, kids.
I forget all the ingredients of the Cass County cocktail.
A couple margaritas, there was a quart of beer,
weed.
Then there's weed and there
and
was
pain meds.
Yeah.
Pain meds. Yeah, because they gave me the Valium. And then I recall this is when Christy was living in suburbia.
Right.
So we drove back to her place, and we stopped and bought a 40 of Bud Light for the drive home.
And I think
there were some margaritas involved.
Yeah, but the alcohol was just combined with all the drugs. That's no big deal.
So there was beer and margaritas. Yeah. There was weed, obviously, because you're
right. Yeah.
There was Vicodin before the procedure, and then were there pain meds afterwards? I don't recall. Were there?
No, like,
there was something else in there that made it more dangerous. Just Vicodin and alcohol is no big deal.
Yeah, because I don't think I got pain meds afterwards. I think they just said, you know, take some ibuprofen or Tylenol or something.
No, I got
pain meds and I took them.
What kind of pain meds?
I think it was like Valium. It didn't really do anything.
Maybe some Tylenol too.
Like, I didn't get a buzz. It helped with the pain, but I wasn't like, oh, cool.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pills. My son's in the middle of he's in the middle of trying to pass a kidney stone and running my wife's family, so he's in some pain right now. But he was actually spending the night in the hospital the other night. And he's fine, but he's back home still trying to pass it. But they gave him Vicodin, and he took one. He's not a pill guy, so he's afraid of this stuff.
Not yet.
No, he's not taking it anymore. But anybody ever? What's Vicodin feel like, man? Think about trying one, man.
Was that what you tried when you had the when was it that you tried the pain meds, Todd, and lamented that they just killed the pain?
Was it Vicodin? Valium to me is a great drug.
Oh, well, that's when I had the knee injury.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought there was some time you tried. You were disappointed. You were trying to do them recreationally.
Now Vicodin is things people get addicted to and go puke. I don't have an addicted person.
Is that hydrocodone?
So. Yeah.
That might have been.
It was the hydrocodone. I got hydrocodone for something, and a lot of people get addicted to that stuff. And I never found myself catching a buzz from
the
hydrocodone.
I found the only thing I was addicted to is alcohol.
It just relieved the pain,
and that's fine.
Well, I was a little disappointed. Meds. I was hoping for a buzz and pain relief.
But what's the Vicodin like? Is any good, Todd? But you're all messed up when you took that, right?
Yeah, you know, because I'd been eating the benzos. No, at that point, I don't think I'd been eating the benzos. I think it mellowed me out a little bit. I liked it. It was a good downer.
Right. Don't do drugs, kids.
Because I got 20 of them in the house now, so, you know. I don't think he wants to take any more, so, you know.
Yeah, pills have always scared me.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
They should. But one pill doesn't scare me. Overdose of anything scares me, you know.
I remember in high school, like, I injured my ankle, and I had, I think it was...
Falling off a
scaffolding? No.
Jazz hands?
Separate thing.
Ah.
Show Choir Mishap?
I got the Tylenol with codeine.
That's a great band name, Show Choir Mishap.
I think that's hydrocodone.
Jake flared his fingers out as he's falling to the ground.
Jazz hands.
But the Tylenol with codeine, all I remember is like...
Well, Tylenol codeine's pretty good, too.
It made me sleepy and like almost to the exact minute, like 20 minutes after I took it, the television screen would just get real fuzzy.
Right.
And I'd be out.
What happened to your ankle? Is it from holding up all that extra weight? Or
Yes. Yeah. It was structural
integrity.
More bad
jokes. Bang, man. You and Todd are mean. Man. says the guy
You're
who drops.
Just realizing this?
Played with story. Home.
Yeah. Let's talk about daycare.
Yeah. Just nice to catch a buzz.
This guy says, speaking of kidney stones, last time he had one, ER gave him a morphine drip and then a Percocet prescription. Passed it 3 days later. They gave him a 30-day supply of Percocet for that.
Yeah, it's real close to his bladder, they say. So once it gets there, it's not going to hurt. But he's in bad pain, man. I mean, he's on and off.
You don't hear fun stories about kidney stones.
No, my wife had...
No, isn't there some gamma ray they can shoot at it to break
no,
it off?
No, that doesn't work. They don't do it anymore. Okay. Don't do it. All they could do when they were discharging him, originally they thought he was going to have to go in and do something. And it sounded like to me a precursor to enjoying sounding.
I was out of the gateway.
I wasn't up there yet. I was waking up early Saturday morning, so I drove up a little after that to watch the game with them. And so I missed the doctor coming in and saying that, listen, we're just going to send you home now with some more drugs, and you'll probably end up passing her shortly. Just take these and move around a little bit. But originally they thought it might not be passed, because a stent in there, and the stent involves me putting a camera down your pee hole.
And hard pass.
He said hard pass basically on that one, right?
Hard
and the
pass.
The doctor had a kidney stone himself. He said, I chose that one too. I said hard pass. And this is the doctor said it. Now you ain't shoving a camera down my
We got this thing, but nobody wants that thing.
But I wasn't in the room for that, and I know I would have originally thought of sounding. And if I'd have brought that up, it would have creeped everybody out. First of all, it's my son and a guy doctor, and I just say and Becky said he was a Sikh. Not that it makes a difference. I could picture this guy with a turban there, and I'm saying, oh, that's like sounding, right?
Everybody in the room would have looked at you with that look on their face like, what the F is wrong
What's
with
sounding?
You, sir?
Yeah, apparently you put that rod down your wiener, it feels good. Rod, you should try that. Yeah. So I wasn't there. I was not there for that one. I know I would have said something stupid.
Everybody is better off for the fact that you
that
weren't there.
I was not there, right, exactly. Yeah. So he's actually in a little pain this morning.
Is there anything you can do while you're waiting to pass the stone?
We watched the game. Well, Steelers wouldn't help a little bit. No, you got to move around. You're supposed to move around, and it's Tylenol. He does have what I mentioned, Vicodin, but he's not a drug guy, so he's shying away from that. Tylenol, basically, you know. And he's supposed to move around a little bit. And I'll drink plenty of water, so you're pissing a lot, you know. Oh, they gave him Flomax, too. Yeah, the old guy drug to open up your bladder more.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got to thieve those? Hold on. Just give those over here.
Yeah, I should take those, but I've been pretty good lately. I've only been pissing once every night, which is really cool, you know.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's down. That's a lot. Most guys my age pee a lot more than once a night, you know. Unless I'm just wasted and I just sleep all night.
Yeah, that's the key.
Then it's just change the sheets time.
That's what you need.
It is the key time.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.